This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For tuning in and welcome to this version of America Tonight. So right from the get-go, it is kind of that week of celebrating love. And I just give my love to all of you for staying with the show, for building up the show, for sending me fabulous emails. I cannot believe how many emails that we get each and every, you know, frankly, each and every week here on this show. I've said this before. At one point in my life, I worked in New York. I get better emails, bigger emails, more emails from all of you. So hats off and thanks so much for sending me your thoughts on whatever it is we're talking about or what you'd like to hear us talk about or what's happening in your backyard. Don't be shy. Go to americatonight.net. Click on contact. And that's how you can let it fly, if you will. All right, a couple of quick hits from the top. So the Michael Flynn fallout is real. And, you know, apparently there's a lot of question as to Michael Flynn. Why did he take that job? And was there, you know, there was obviously problems in the beginning. But this is more about, you know, this is more about conversation than anything else. So less than a month after taking office, Flynn resigns, and now Trump has to find a new national security advisor. And the reason he resigned was for lying about his talks with a Russian ambassador. And now they face questions in the White House about that situation. The Justice Department stepped up and warned the White House a month ago that Flynn was vulnerable to blackmail because he misrepresented his talks with the Russian official. Now, what, to Flynn's defense, I mean, I will say this, I don't know Flynn, but he did say something I thought was interesting. It was chaotic and crazy, and he just forgot to, he says he didn't realize it. He didn't think about it. Everything was happening 100 miles an hour, and it wasn't an intentional thing. Do you buy that or not? Here's what John McCain, a longtime senator from Arizona, had to say, who, of course, is the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He said, statements by the president suggesting moral equivalence between the United States and Russia, despite its invasion of Ukraine, annexation of Crimea, threats to our NATO allies, and attempted interference in American elections, he says, it's a troubling indication of the dysfunction of the current national security apparatus, and it raises further questions about the Trump administration's intentions toward Vladimir Putin's Russia. And so, you know, one of the things that Donald Trump, because he really communicates through Twitter, he said the real story here is, why are there so many illegal leaks coming out of Washington? Will these leaks be happening as ideal on North Korea, etc.? So we'll see what happens in this in the Flynn deal. You know, there's names that are being floated to take over the position. And we'll see. One of them includes Robert Ward, who is a former deputy commander of U.S. CENTCOM. And he's a protege, for example, of General David Petraeus. So maybe somebody that definitely was on the list to begin with in the first place. But I guarantee there will be extreme vetting for whoever that person happens to be. What were your conversations? What happened? You know, that whole kind of thing. And, you know, the hits just keep on coming. Burlington Coat Factory. You've ever been there? So now they've got problems over the Ivanka Trump stuff. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but Ivanka Trump products have apparently disappeared from the website of the Burlington Coat Factory, which I grew up around the corner from this place. It was a South Jersey retailer that became much bigger and is all over the United States. So they're facing calls for a boycott from critics of the president's. But this online boycott campaign said they're going to continue to target the Burlington Township-based firm. So they removed all of the Trump brands from their site, and they haven't made any kind of public statement, you know, whatsoever. But it's just happened. So who knows if they'll say anything or, you know, or not about that. Okay, let's traverse to another quick hit. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the menu, coming up, we're going to have a conversation. Well, coming up, we're going to do a We Can Count because the numbers are unbelievable. There's a story about Credit Suisse that will knock your socks off, and I think they deserve every bit of it. Also, we're going to talk to Elizabeth Edens about Beaumont, Texas, and the big alligators that they have down there. It's actually pretty interesting. It's a place I want to go because they have... They do have the incredible birding down there, and I'm fascinated by that. They've got like a nest of bald eagles and little eaglets is what they're calling them. So in this nest, that would be wild to see that. And then we're going to talk about tobacco, smokeless tobacco. Is it the answer when you're a big-time heavy smoker? Could it save your life, or is that going too far? We're going to speak with a physician from New Orleans about that very thing. All right, so another quick hit for you as I said, as we traverse, you know, these waters. And I'm looking at what's happening with Janet Yellen. We've talked about this before, and the Fed. And Yellen supposedly is hoping that the Trump stimulus won't spike the U.S. debt. Boy, that debt is like a noose around our necks, isn't it? Certainly our future. But anyway, the Federal Reserve Chair told Congress that she hopes that the president's proposed fiscal stimulus is not going to jack up the debt. Specifically, here's her quote. She said, "I would also hope that fiscal policy changes will be consistent with putting U.S. fiscal accounts on a sustainable trajectory." She was testifying on Tuesday morning before the Senate Banking Committee. She said, "Higher debt is likely to push up long-term interest rates, increasing borrowing costs for consumers and businesses." Yikes. If you got to borrow money, jam on it. That's what I would say. So there's some uncertainty. Trump has proposed up to $1 trillion, by the way, to upgrade the crumbling roads, bridges, waterways, all that kind of stuff, and higher defense spending and bigger tax cuts. Yellen says investments in research and development and job training would be more effective in bolstering labor productivity, which has been incredibly weak. If you look at the Fed, they raised their benchmark rate by a quarter percentage point in December. So just a quarter percentage point, but it's the first hike in a year. Pay attention to that, because if you are in the home buying business, or if you work in the home buying business, then you know, if you're looking for a house or you work in it, you're going to want to really pay attention to that interest rate, because we know that a lot of that will be focused in that arena. Whatever happens there, it will certainly hit it, in other words, pretty heavy. So positive, negative, you know, ultimately, what is the effect there? And we know it can have a very, very big effect. That's for sure. All right, so buckle up, strap in, as it were. I'm going to hit the gas, and we're flying to our next segment about numbers in a new version of We Can Count right here on America Tonight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I love this We Can Count thing because there's so many interesting numbers this time around that I've dug up. So let's dive right into that other edition of We Can Count. So Credit Suisse, they had to cut 6,500 jobs. Sad for those peeps after they reported a $2.4 billion loss. Why did they have the loss? Because their hands got snapped. The Justice Department announced in January that they would pay $5.3 billion to settle claims that they packaged and sold toxic mortgages between 2005 and 2007. And as you remember, that's how we all got, you know, jammed here in the United States. And so they got caught. They got caught big time. So it's a second consecutive year of losses. Doesn't matter that they have a new CEO. So they have no choice other than to cut jobs because they don't have the money anymore. They don't have the bucks. I mean, listen, they've already shed 7,200 plus jobs over last year. And they say, oh, the losses were greater than analysts had anticipated. And this is what happens when you think you're getting away with something. Not so fast, Credit Suisse. As you had your hand in all of our pockets and helped to collapse the U.S. economy, some people still haven't bounced back from that. You remember 2008 was horrific. All right, speaking of numbers, the Toshiba chairman stepped down. The company took another massive hit. So here we go. We're kind of along those same lines. $6.3 billion from a nuclear unit. If you remember this, this goes back to what happens when you have these losses. And what's down is the value of U.S. nuclear construction business that they picked up in 2005. They knew that they would lose billions of dollars from having to write down the value of it. Again, forecasting financial problems and not realizing how much of a crush that it would be. And, you know, here's the thing. They don't expect to be able to announce audited results because it's being audited for another month because the investigating problems or concerns about the accounting process at the U.S. nuclear division. So this was a bad bet at the table. The company's U.S. subsidiary, Westinghouse, acquired nuclear construction business. A CB&I, Stone & Webster, was called in late 2015. So it was supposed to help them complete Westinghouse complete nuclear reactor projects in Georgia and South Carolina. But these projects are way over budget and behind schedule. Now, I'm for nuclear power. We see how well it's gone in France. But in the construction area, and some of you are probably shaking your heads right now, when you underestimate, especially in that kind of a project, that's where you're absolutely going to find yourself with a problem. You're going to get stuck because then you're going to take that big hit. And then, of course, shareholders and stocks, depending on what happens, the stocks take a dip. And then that's where all of that goes. And it's a nightmare, frankly. Let's move to yet another game with numbers in it. So how about this? This is a first. ABC has decided, and these shows, these Bachelorette and Bachelor shows, they just keep on going. They keep on ticking. People must like watching this. It's like the dating game. You know, on the game show channel, they show that old game show from the 70s, the dating game. It's a different version of it, I suppose. So anyway, ABC's first is they announced a new Bachelorette. It's going to be Rachel Lindsay. She's beautiful, 31-year-old attorney from Dallas. She's going to be the first black lead in the history of The Bachelor or the spinoff, The Bachelorette. This is 21 seasons of The Bachelor and the 13th season of The Bachelorette. So good for them. Wonder if it's good for her, though. I don't know. I think that's tough to assess. Would you want to go on that show? And I mean, like I said, she's gorgeous. She has definitely has a lot to offer. But I don't know what would be the reasons for going on the show. I suppose because you could find maybe somebody that's a better match for you. Who knows? Or it's the publicity, etc. Certainly wouldn't hurt a law practice, so maybe that's a smart thing to do. Okay, how about this? Louisville, Kentucky. Some of you are listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. You know, the Louisville Metro Emergency Services responded to, check this out, 52 overdose calls between midnight on Wednesday and 8 a.m. on Friday of the other week. That's crazy. Oh, that's crazy. Awful. Most of the calls were from heroin overdoses, they say. There was one person who'd been using heroin that died while riding in a car that crashed. The driver was also using heroin. So they have these pop-up clusters, spots. And, you know, already we've seen this in other parts of the country. And I guess nationwide, the spike in opiate overdoses is blamed on heroin and fentanyl, a pain reliever often given to cancer patients. Death rates, including fentanyl, increased 72% from 2014 to 2015. That's from the CDC. That's just absolutely terrible. You know, growing number of overdose patients have to be admitted to the hospital rather than treated and released. It's just awful to hear that story. It's such a short amount of time for that to happen. And 52 calls in 32 hours. Wow. Man. Oh, when I saw that number, it so jumped out at me. It's so sad. It's so sad to think people are turning to heroin use again now more than a very long time. This story is so cool. I want you to make a mental note to yourself to look up this picture. There's a picture, and it's like one of those, it's not black and white, you know, the old way they used to do photographs, the images that they used to create. It's this floating hospital for children in Boston, and it's a, I guess it is a black and white image from 1914. This kid pokes his head through a life preserver with the words, "The Boston Floating Hospital," around the rim. 100 years after the photo was taken, people at the Tufts Medical Center are trying, the staff there, trying to find out who it is. It's been used for promotional purposes, fundraising, but they don't know who the name is. and they're trying to find that out. Good luck on that. Can't they just... Well, no, I was going to say they can circulate it. How are they going to find that out? That ship, because it was a floating hospital, that ship was destroyed by a fire in 1927. No patients on board, reopened on land. Today it's the pediatric hospital in downtown Boston. But that whole, I just think it's so cool. This hospital started in 1894, and that's what it was. It was a floating hospital, and it goes back to the roots of the beginning of that hospital, but also Boston. It's just something that is so married to Boston. I hope they find out who that person is. They say they feel optimistic, and so they're pumping it out all over the place. And this is radio, so, I mean, it's just an adorable picture. Just type in whatever your search engine is, Boston Hospital Child, and then you'll see it. And, wow, really cool. All right, we jump from that to the Indian rival that is slamming Uber. Oh, Uber. Anybody in their 20s or 30s has taken Uber everywhere, and everybody else is learning about it, too. I shouldn't say it's an age thing, except for that I'd never seen anyone younger get into a taxi. There's no way. So there is a rival in India, and it's kind of a cookie-cutter approach is what they're saying about Uber. This new... not Uber, but different kind of attraction in India, because they say Uber is a one-size-fits-all approach. Instead, they should understand about local nuances and identify services that users and drivers want. So Ola is the name of this company in India. It's got 1.3 billion potential customers because, of course, the country has taken on an increased significance for Uber. So now this is the rival to Uber in India. The San Francisco Uber company suspended operations in Taiwan last week, 6 months after they sold their operations in China to local rival. And it's interesting because in India, Uber has found itself kind of playing catch-up. And Ola is in 85 cities. Are you confused, Uber, Ola? Well, just think getting a ride, hitching a ride, and ditching the taxis. That's what you need to know. All right, coming up next, we're talking about Beaumont, Texas. They've got some big alligators down there. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn, and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
I'd like to tell you about my hometown, but it's awfully hard to explain to a stranger. It's been years since I went down to the place where I was born and raised, sir.
So I was speaking at the Texas Association of Convention and Visitors Bureaus in their really, really cool location, Waco, which was the site of their winter annual. And I had somebody become my official photographer from a great place called Beaumont, Texas. Yep, a lot of pans went up, and I just was drawn to Beaumont. And we have now in our virtual green room Elizabeth Eddins, who is the director of tourism for the Beaumont CVB. You can check it out by going to BeaumontCVB.com, by the way, because I hate that when you mention it and someone's like, how do you spell that and where do you go? So just pop that up on your computer and you'll see all the cool things that you can do in Beaumont. Elizabeth, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
So here's what I like that you have, you know, your tagline or your identifier, I guess. I love this. Beaumont, Texas with a little something extra. What's the little something extra?
Well, in Cajun country, kind of where we are, we're 90 miles east of Houston, so we're kind of more Cajun than we are Texas. So a little something extra is lagniappe, what we call lagniappe. And that's a Cajun word that just means a little something extra. So we always give a little more hospitality, a little more experience when you're here, and we always try to leave visitors with a great experience, but always wanting something a little more.
What is one of your most identifiable landmarks, I guess? You know, how you go someplace and whether it's a giant tower or it's some incredible piece of art in the middle of downtown. What puts you on the map when someone arrives and they say, well, how do I know I'm getting close to Beaumont? What do you think it is?
Sure. Well, for us, it's pretty easy. Gladys City, Spindletop, our Boomtown Museum, which was kind of the starting of the oil industry revolution in America, started right here in Beaumont. The companies like Texaco and Shell Oil, that all came out of here. So we like to say we've been gushing with fun since 1901. That's when the big gusher blew in January 10th, 1901, and blew for 10 days when they weren't able to cap the oil. And that's really kind of the Industrial Revolution that started right here. But because of that, because we're so rich in oil and our environment is so conducive for that, it also has turned into a beautiful oasis for nature right here on the Neches River, right next to the Big Thicket National Preserve. So because it is so oil rich, it's also nature rich. So you really have the contrast, and it's excellent to be able to offer visitors a downtown environment with the natural resources that are just so close.
Yeah, one of the other things that you have talking about resources, gators. I mean, gator
That's
country.
Right.
And you know, when I was doing my keynote, I talked about the fact that, oh, I love alligators. I do. I'm like obsessed with the whole gator thing. And you are gator country.
So we absolutely are.
Can people go and feed the gators? Of course, not on their own. You wouldn't advise that. But do you have some place where people can go?
We absolutely do. You know, we say everything is bigger in Texas. Well, we really can truly say that it's bigger in Texas because we are home to Gator Country, which homes the two largest alligators in captivity in the state of Texas, one of which is an 88-year-old alligator named Big Al, which is kind of the grand master out there at Gator Country. But now they have just introduced Big Tex. Big Tex was just rescued a few months ago, got a lot of national attention, and he is now the largest alligator in captivity. And this is in a habitat where people can, it's right off of Interstate 10, one of the most trafficked interstates in the state of Texas. It's just right off the interstate, and people can get out, really interact with these gators. They have over 150 alligators, crocodiles, tortoises, different critters, and it's more telling about conservation and the importance of that for our area. So this isn't a place where you're buying alligator. It's where you're appreciating them, and they go out into the community. They're actually rescuers, so they can go into ditches or people's backyards when they get loose or when we have a flood or a hurricane, and Gary Sarge and his crew can go out and rescue them and bring them into a safe habitat at Gator Country, and then our visitors get to enjoy it.
No, I love that. I've got to get down there, and I want to meet Big Al and Big Tex. I think that would be so fun. Do a little interview with them, maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
don't know
for
they
sure.
Speak,
they love it. We like to, you know, our alligators are very photo-friendly, and they're very visitor-friendly. We also have a large alligator on the highway that people can get out of their cars, take a picture next to, and that's the only way to get into their gift shop. So they're definitely showmen over there at Gator Country.
I love that. All right, so there's a lot of music. I heard somebody was telling me the other day that, you know, if you go down to Beaumont, they have some really good music, and they have some great acts that come into town. And you have a big festival coming up too, right? Boomtown Film and Music Festival. What's that about?
We do. You know, our area is home to a lot of the music that everyone loves. Janis Joplin is from this area. George Jones, Tracy Byrd, Mark Chestnut, Clay Walker. The list goes on. You know, the most notable that everyone really knows is the Big Bopper is from this area. And we do pay homage to those music legends through events. And those can be checked out on our website that you mentioned before at visitbeaumonttx.com or beaumontcvb.com. Our calendar events is fantastic. So if you're interested in music, we have a whole section just for music and nightlife. We've got an event coming up actually this week called Jazz at the Lake, and we bring in different acts that pay homage to our local music flavor, and that's a free event at our event center that is downtown.
Wow, very, very cool. And then there's a happy hour, Heritage Happy Hour, too. And you tell me about that. Tell me what that's like, because that's coming up.
That's right. Our Heritage Happy Hours are held quarterly, sometimes monthly, in great weather seasons, which kind of controls everything on the Upper Gulf Coast of Texas. Everything is dictated by your weather. So what that is we are so lucky to have so many museums and attractions that are rich in heritage. Our historical homes, McFadden Ward, Chambers House, John J. French House, as well as our downtown museums with the Fire Museum of Texas, Texas Energy Museum, and they rotate Heritage Happy Hours where we showcase one of these historical locations in a happy hour setting, which is, you know, something people love to do. They bring in craft brewery people that will bring in different wines and beers, and they can taste that, try different food. We bring in some entertainment. But you're actually able to use these kind of historical locations in a new way, which is how we're really trying to let our visitors know. Maybe you went there on a field trip with your kid when they were 8 years old, and if they're in college or they're married with two kids themselves, it's been too long since you've been there. So the Clifton Steamboat Museum, different places that are not just for kids' field trips, they're for adults too, and so they try to give people an idea of what they can do after hours at some of these historical locations, and we love that program, we love supporting it, and visitors and locals alike love it.
And as you know, besides places like the museums, the extras, the jazz night, let's face it, Elizabeth, food makes the world go round. So people, when they travel, like to find those cool food places. And I noticed that you have something coming up that I thought sounded pretty cool, Taste of the Triangle. So is that the best food? What does that mean? You get to try different things?
Well, you do. Our restaurant association gets together, and we do that on Fat Tuesday because, like I said, we're in Cajun country, and there's only two seasons in our area, crawfish season and not crawfish season. So crawfish season is up and going right now, which is kind of what everyone looks forward to. And so that event is at our Beaumont Civic Center downtown, and that will be a variety of different restaurants that come together and have it's February 28th at our Beaumont Civic Center, and that will be an event where people can buy one ticket and walk around and taste from every different restaurant. We're really lucky that some of the biggest names and restaurants around the United States started right here in Beaumont. If you love going to Jason's Deli, the original Jason's Deli, the number one store, was right here in Beaumont. There are multiple locations here, but, you know, we love to tout that, you know, your favorite sandwiches, one of the healthiest restaurants in the country, started right here in Beaumont, so we want people to come and try that out. Like I said, crawfish season is the countdown that everyone looks forward to, and then we have a lot of long-time, long-serving bakeries like Rayo's Bakery. Jake Tatoris, the owner over there, we call him the King of Cakes. He's the King Cake King, and we send those all over the country to people. They can overnight ship them, so if you know the story of the Mardi Gras cake and the king cake, you cut into the cake and it's kind of like a cinnamon roll with really thick, deep icing, and if you get the baby and your piece of the cake, then you're in charge of throwing the party for the next year. So we love having the party on that day, but we're always looking forward to the next party in Southeast Texas. So the king cake is a great tradition that this time of year really does allow us to have a lot of fun. That's, again, that's that lanyap, that's that little something extra that we offer in Beaumont.
I love that lanyap. I want the baby.
Lanyap.
I want to go down there and cut into that cake and get the baby and throw the next party. I love that you guys do that. Beaumont, Texas with a little something extra. Elizabeth Eddins, Director of Tourism for the CVB down there in Beaumont. Thank you so much. We're going to make a road trip soon.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to having you and all of your listeners come and see us. The other thing we would want everyone to know about is, like I said, we are so rich in nature. We've got our Cattail Marsh, scenic wetland, and our boardwalk that just was completed this summer. So if you're a birder or a nature lover, that's a great place to get out, get off I-10, stretch your legs, and see 900 of the hardest working acres with our oasis of birds here in Southeast Texas. So thank you so much for having us on, and we hope that your visitors and your listeners will check us out on BeaumontCVB.com.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
I hear a bird chirping up in the sky. I like to be free, like that, spread my wings so high. I see a little flowing water running by. I like.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Dr. Joel Nitzkin joins us right now to talk about something that sadly, someone I know died because of their use of chewing tobacco. So how about smokeless tobacco and the fact that it could be healthier? And I know a lot of people have switched to that. Is it healthier or is it not healthier? There's a lot of questions surrounding it. So Dr. Joel is the perfect guy to have on. He's a physician in New Orleans, and we're thrilled to have him. Hey, Dr. Joel.
Hi. No, that's a good question. A lot of people don't understand it. First of all, with smokeless tobacco or chewing tobacco, a lot of the deaths that are attributed to smokeless or chewing tobacco, especially mouth cancer, really aren't due to the smokeless or chewing tobacco. Chewing tobacco, smokeless tobacco, and e-cigarettes all present less than 5% of the risk posed by cigarettes. They are far less risky.
Yeah, so what is smokeless tobacco?
Well, the term smokeless tobacco includes a number of products, the most prominent of which are chewing tobacco and what they call snus. Snus is a kind of moist snuff. It comes from Sweden, and here in the United States, it's usually sold in little packages with miniature tea bags that you place the gum and the cheek.
Really? Oh, wow. And it's like talking about that healthier versus regular. So I've said this before, how many smokers even, I didn't address that, but how many smokers try to quit every year and fail, and is this a great alternative for them?
Yes, it's an excellent alternative. Now, no tobacco or no nicotine delivery product can be considered totally risk-free. The best bet is always never to start, or if you start, to quit entirely. But if you're on cigarettes, which is the most hazardous and the most addictive of tobacco-related products, switching to e-cigarettes or snus or even chewing tobacco will, number one, substantially reduce your risk, and number two, they're less addictive, so they'll be easier to quit. So you could use it as a transition to quitting entirely.
Ah, that makes sense. And you've been involved in tobacco control since the late 70s. Boy, so I bet you've seen a lot of different strategies that have failed and have worked. Do you feel like this strategy is a good one?
Well, I think this strategy really makes a lot of sense. Cigarettes are very hard to quit. And the success rate with the pharmaceutical gums and patches and lozenges has really been pretty dismal. You know, about 3% of smokers manage to quit on their own each year. And with one of these pharmaceutical products, depending on which one you use, that will increase the rate to 6 to maybe 9%, which means that even using them under the best of circumstances, 90% of smokers will simply fail and go back to cigarettes. Now, with e-cigarettes, particularly the ones that you can have custom made to your specifications at a vape shop, have a much higher success rate, and it's a whole different process. What you do is you use them as a substitute for cigarettes, and then you can step down at your own pace. A common process with e-cigarettes is to go in and get a high nicotine e-cigarette with a tobacco flavor and use it for a few weeks or a month or two, then go to a lower nicotine level with a non-tobacco flavor, and for many people, over the course of a year or so, they can wean themselves down to a zero nicotine e-cigarette and then quit. And snus is another very effective option. Snus has been available, you know, in Sweden for literally 100 years.
Wow, really? For 100 years? So they've had success.
Yeah, well, they've had success. And because snus use is so common, Sweden has got the lowest lung cancer rate in men anywhere in the developed world.
Wow.
It's less than half the rate of rest of Europe. It's well under the rate in the United States. And the same seems to be true of other tobacco-related diseases.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, these products are not totally risk-free.
Yeah.
But you can cut your risk by 95% or more by switching to one of these products.
Wow.
This idea that chewing tobacco and smokeless tobacco cause a lot of mouth cancer is really a myth. The data that Centers for Disease Control uses to, you know, promote that idea is from a related product that's common in India and elsewhere in the Far East and Africa. That's sometimes called gutkha, sometimes called pan masala with tobacco. And it has a horrendous mouth cancer risk. But the smokeless tobacco products and the chewing tobacco that's been in a widespread availability in the United States since the 1980s really carries a very low risk. FDA recently released a report, this is just within the last couple of weeks, in which they tried to project the death rate from chewing tobacco in the United States, and their projection was 110 cases of mouth cancer.
Wow.
Per year.
Yeah.
And no other cause of death. Now, that 110 cases compares to almost 500,000 deaths from cigarettes.
Mm.
So it's a huge reduction in risk. And by the way, the risk for mouth cancer from cigarettes is 6 times the risk of mouth cancer in somebody who doesn't use any kind of tobacco product. The risk from chewing tobacco attributed to, you know, to mouth cancer is under 1% increase compared to people who don't smoke at all or don't use any tobacco product.
Wow, that's fascinating. And what about the FDA? Are they not, are they misleading people about smokeless tobacco or not giving all the facts? Or in your point of view, what do you think's missing here?
Well, there is a history that goes back to decades where the killer product is really cigarettes.
Yeah.
But the custom in the tobacco control community hasn't been to tell people that they shouldn't smoke. It's been a tobacco-free policy where, you know, they say you shouldn't use any tobacco products at all. And in support of that, they've said things and required warning labels that give people the impression that the smokeless tobacco is just as dangerous as cigarettes. You're just trading a lung cancer risk for a mouth cancer risk. And that's simply not true. The cigarettes are as deadly as they claim, and then cigarettes even, you know, kill bystanders from heart disease and from an increase in cancer risk. And the deaths from all these smokeless tobacco products combined are so low and so hard to tell from background that they're not tracked by any federal agency.
Wow. Yeah, interesting to watch. I mean, in this country, as you said, it has been such a tug of war. And I do think there is a lot of misinformation out there as to what people can do. As you said, there's nothing's completely risk-free, but what people don't know and don't understand. And it's a shame because it would be great for more of that information to be available, don't you think?
Oh, I certainly think so. And you know, I'm really concerned about it. I mean, I think it's gotten to the point where, you know, this misinformation coming from tobacco control authorities is killing people. I mean, there are a lot of people who love to quit, who tried to quit cigarettes and been unable to. And if they could just switch to snus or chewing tobacco or e-cigarettes, and switch with the idea that this would be a way of transitioning, a way where they can satisfy their urge for nicotine while transitioning to total abstinence, that could save a lot of lives.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dr. Joel Nitzkin, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
I left a note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with these few goodbye words.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.